For many young environmentalists, saying no to bottled water and yes to public taps is an easy choice and a cause they can get passionate about. That's certainly the case for Carolyn Bowie, co-president of Students for Sustainable Water at Western Washington University in Bellingham. For her, bottled water is wrong from start to finish.
The bottles themselves are made of petroleum, a non-renewable resource. And once people dispose of them, only 1/5 of bottles actually make it into the recycling.
Plastic clogs our landfills and pollutes our oceans. And she says water should be considered a human right.
And when corporations begin to extract water on huge scales, it really commodifies and turns what should be a shared resource into a commodity to make profit off of.
That's the argument at the heart of a national movement that has helped 125 cities, including Seattle, ban bottled water use in official business. 14 national parks, including Mount Rainier, are also going bottle-free, and now more than 70 universities across the country have joined them. Last spring, after nearly 3 years of campaigning, the student body at Western voted on the proposed ban of all bottled water sales on campus. 72% supported it, and last month, at the end of finals week, they got a letter from the school's administration that they would begin implementing it as soon as possible to help the university meet its goal of serving as a model of institutional sustainability. Bowie can hardly contain herself as she remembers getting the news.
Oh my God, we were ecstatic. Yeah, I can't express how excited we are to have this finally come to such a great conclusion for the year.
It wasn't an easy win. As a public school, Western is facing massive budget tightening. The student association had to agree to absorb up to nearly $60,000 in lost revenue if people buy fewer cold beverages from campus shops and vending machines after the ban. That money could be cut from the students' budgets for residence halls and lecture series. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.